Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse and Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastor Lily B. and Associate Pastor Fanny Reed of Zion Hill Church of Pine Hill, Louisiana. The overseer is Pastor Joshua Jordan. You have heard the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But I say, a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life, the brand new CD from Minister Fanny Reed, inspired by real life events.
During your daily activities, you can decree and declare and meditate on the Word of God. This was revealed to me by the Lord for inspiration. I've learned over the years the Word works. We have to know who we are in Christ in order for the Word to work for us. Let the Word not depart from our mouth day or night. Meditate therein. We will find life, health, and strength even to the marrow of our bones.
Available now at the Zion Hill Church Bookstore in Pineville, Louisiana, or at 318-623-9503. Minister Fanny Reed, know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life.
Minister Fanny Reed is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Minister Lily Bead with One Verse Ministry and Pastor Fanny Reed. Amen. Good morning. Today I will be talking about the power of thanks to God. Amen. The power of thanks to God. Amen. And the scripture that I'm coming from is 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Amen. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I'm going to repeat that again. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen. So giving thanks is a command from God for us. Amen. So we can obtain the favor of God. Amen. I will give you two definitions of thankfulness and thanks. In the Webster Dictionary, it says a friendly feeling towards someone that you are appreciative of, because they in turn has already given you something. Amen. The Bible says about being thankful, the act of giving thanks, grateful acknowledgments of benefits of favor, especially from God. Amen. So if you are continually thanking God, he will continually give favor to you and your life. Amen. First, I would like to say, invite you to do a daily inventory of ourselves and you to see how much we have to be thankful for. We wake up, move, and have our beings. Count our blessings in just one day. If you was to make a list in just one day, how many times do you say thank you? How many times are you aware of how God is continually blessing you? And sometimes we are not even, most time, not even acknowledging, even in the smallest things, that God is blessing us. Amen. In just one day, we go to work, operate effectively in our tasks. Our minds are stable most of the time and clear. We are in good health. We have all the essentials of our life. Our needs are met. God has already favored us through the death of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's one of the favors that we already got. We have favor. God favored us. That's why he sent his son Jesus Christ to die in our place while we were in a sinful state. Amen. So there are lots of reasons why we need to be thankful to God. Amen. Giving thanks in all circumstances. That means every situation in your life. Not just when you're feeling good, but everything. By giving thanks, it helps to give us a new appreciation for just how blessed we truly are. Even in the worst circumstances, there are many reasons to give thanks. So let's praise him continually in good and bad times. Amen. Even when we are going through bad times, God is still working in us in our favor. Amen. Don't forget that. Even when you're having the worst day in the world, thank God just because of his presence in your life. Our salvation in Jesus Christ is one of the biggest reasons to be thankful and to praise God. It's kind of hard to be thankful and not praise God. It kind of come together. Thanksgiving and praise kind of go together like peanut butter and jelly. Amen. Be thankful and to praise God. Once we accept him, we are a part of the unshakable kingdom. Giving thanks in hard times can be so hard to do. But in doing so, the effects of changing our hearts and outlook by giving thanks, God gives us hope and a new light of hope. We should give thanks to the Lord for his righteous nature. Amen. And because of his strong, enduring love for us, despite our ugly, sinful nature. We have so much to be grateful for in this life, each and every day. But reality is sometimes constant life demands, struggles, and worries give more room to defeat than a heart of thanks. Or we forget in the midst of our busyness and pressures just to stop and give thanks for all that God has done and continue to do in our lives. Amen. We should start our day with praise and thanksgiving to God. When we wake up in the morning, we should tune in and say thank you and be grateful that God has opened our eyes and started us on our way. But most times, and I'm using myself as an example until I learn better, I would jump out of bed and immediately start doing the day's task and just go from one thing to the next. And that's how we are. We lead busy lives. We have children. We have husbands. We have businesses. And then we have personal issues going on sometimes. So we kind of put God on the back burner and thank him later. But if you start your day with praise and thanksgiving, do you realize you'll be emotional calmer? You will be working more effectively. You will be happier. You will not be contentious and bitter. You won't be complaining and murmuring, because that's one of the reasons I believe that the children was in the wilderness. The Israelites was in the wilderness for 40 years. Because they start murmuring and complaining. And I do believe that's still good today. Because if you're murmuring and complaining and griping, you don't have time to focus on the things that God are doing for you, because you are so in tune with what is not going right in your life. Amen. So I believe if you start your day praising God and giving him thanks, everything will work better for you. I'm not saying you won't have a problem, you won't have flaws, but you'll know how to manage them more, and you won't lose your temper and get angry with people and just really shut yourself down from the blessings of God. Do you know one thing? Unthankfulness will make you toxic, because stuff gravitates to you if you're not moving in the freedom that God gives you through Thanksgiving. Amen. Sometimes it really is a sacrifice to offer praise and thanks. We don't always feel like it. We are struggling, we are weary, or maybe we feel like God hasn't done enough for us, he's let us down. We sometimes think God is distant and away from us. But here's what can make a lasting difference. We have a choice, amen? We have a choice, people, every day to give him thanks. And with the heart of thanksgiving, we realize no matter what we face, God doesn't just work to change our situations and help us through the rough patches or our problems. He does more. He changes our hearts. His power through our hearts of gratitude and focus our mind on him releases the grip of our struggle. This releases the grips that struggles have over us. We are strengthened by his peace, refueled by his joy. Amen. God's word is filled with many reminders of how powerful and vital a Thanksgiving can be in this world. I will name just three for you right quick. It gets our eyes off of ourselves and helps us to focus back on God. It reminds us we are not in control, but we serve a mighty God who is. It keeps us in a place of humility and dependency on Him as we recognize how much we need Him. Amen? So please remember that. Keep your focus on God, and you will keep yourself in peace. Be thankful unto Him for every blessing. In Jesus' name.
Let us pray. Our minister Reed. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus with the help of the Holy Spirit and by your grace. We join with the heavenly host, making a joyful noise to you and serving you with gladness. We come before your presence with singing. Lord, we know, perceive, recognize, and understand with approval that you are God. It is you who made us, not we ourselves, and we are yours. We are your people and the sheep of your pasture. In Jesus' name, Father, we enter your gates with thanksgiving and present offering of thanks and present offerings of thanks. We enter your gates with praise. We're thankful and delight to say so. We bless and affectionately praise your name, for your good and your mercy and love and kindness are everlasting. Your faithfulness and truth endure to all generations. It is a good and delightful thing to give thanks to you, O Most High. Lord, by your Holy Spirit, perfect the fruit of our lips. Help us draw thanksgiving forth from our innermost resources. Reach down into the most secret places of our heart that we may offer significant thanksgivings to you, Father. Thank you for our parents who gave us life. We are grateful to the victories and achievements we have experienced in spite of our hurts. Father God, you prepare us to listen to the inner voice, the voice of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your grace, which is teaching us to trust ourselves and others. Thank you for life, life in all its abundance. It was you who gave us a desire to pray, and we are grateful for the prayer closet where we meet. And we thank you for your word. Life is exciting, and I'm grateful that I'm alive for such a time as this. Thank you for past and present relationships. We learn from those who oppose us and from those who are for us. You taught us to recognize and understand our strength and weakness. You gave us discernment and spiritual understanding. We enter your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. You are our Father. We are your children, loved by you unconditionally. We rejoice in you, Lord, and give thanks at the remembrance of your holiness. We are overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to thank our listening audience this morning. To correspond with this ministry, for our contact information, 318-729-0860 or 318-623-9500. Tune in every Monday morning from 9:30 to 9:45. Until then, God bless and keep you. Have a blessed day.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.